Today, the whole world is one.
Start your day the Torah way, so Northwest London, Sunday, 20th of Tammuz, 9th of July, Rabbi Yitzi Bodner Shlita, Shvuah B'Shem. This week's Torah way of Tzvon Zalichvat Simcha Bar Mitzvah of Ari Ostreicher, which took place yesterday. Yit Rotzen Shizku Horobus Kenov L'Rav Nachas Mimenu Mikol Yotzei Chalotzeihem.
Mark says a story. Once there's a story in Avodah Zarah. Chosh, Reb Yochanan was feeling sick. But Safdina, Rashi says Safdina is a choli shonayim, some kind of toothache or tooth infection. Gemara says, Ozel le lahu matronisa. She went to a dentist, some woman who could treat him. A lady dentist. Ovdo chamisha, sorry? Yeah, that's what it means. But Rashi says, Oivedes kechovim hoiso, she was a goisha woman. Ozl legabo, chamsha, umale shabsa. Chamsha is the fifth day of the week, Thursday, umale shabsa, and erev shabbos. Omalei, after the treatment on Friday, Omar Lo, he said to her, Lamocho Mai, what's going to be tomorrow? So Rashi explains he's going to be busy with Talmidim over Shabbos and he won't be able to have the time to come out to her. Omrole, she says to him, Lo Tzrichas, you're good, 2 days treatment's enough. Says the Gemara, Eat Tzrichna Mai, but what will thought be if I would need? So the Gemara says, Omro Ishtavali Deloy Maglis. Please swear to me that you won't reveal the treatment I'm about to tell you. Ishtabalo, so he made a shvur, and he said the following, Le'elako Yisrael lo maglina. To Hashem, I will not reveal. Galile, so she told him the recipe of the treatment. Lamachor, Nofik, and Dor Shobapirka. When he was giving his shiur on Shabbos, he revealed to everyone the treatment. That was it. So it was out. Limud harufur lakoil. Says the Gemara, va'ikachil Hashem. Neschil Hashem. Sorry, I missed out a line of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, v'hoi shtabe. He made a shvur. So the Gemara says like this. Le'elakodi Yisrael lo maglina. Aval la'ame Yisrael maglina. All he said is, I won't reveal it to Hashem, but he can reveal it to Klal Yisrael. That's what he... So he was like, Nishka Shavua. Says the Gemara, v'ikachil Hashem. But it doesn't look good. Says the Gemara, de'golin omikora. As soon as she told him on Friday this recipe, he told her straight away, listen, what I said wasn't a Shavua. And Rashi explains, I didn't say Beloko de Yisrael, by the name, by Hashem, I will not reveal. I said, Leloko. Leloko is Nishka Shvur. Beloko is a Shvur. That's the Gemara. So it says the run, the Rishonim bring out from this Gemara, that a Loshon Shvur, one doesn't actually have to say Shvur. It's not necessary to say Shvur. This Gemara is clear, that if you say by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or you can say it in English, yeah, that itself is a Loshon Shvur. You say whatever you're going to commit to, and you say Balei Kol Yisrael, that would be a shvur without actually saying the word shvur. So he's mavur in the Gemara.
But he gave his word.
He gave his word
without a shvur.
Yeah.
He gave his word.
Just that's also by Nadorim. That doesn't say Moitzu Sechet Tushmur. There is a you know Midvash Sheker Techot, not to say a lie. Why Rabbi Yochanan felt that wasn't negay over here, I don't know. But the Gemara deals with the Shavua, and the Gemara deals with the Issa of Chilul Hashem. The Ran, in the beginning of the Dorim, because of this, brings out Nochazach. The Gemara, the beginning of the Sechel Dorim, is busy with a concept called Kinuyim. Kinuyim is when you don't have to say clearly a Nusach, you can say it, well, it's a Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, exactly the nature of Kinuyim, but either way, for example, for Shavua, if someone says the word Shkuko, that would still count. He doesn't have to say the word accurately. So the Ran points out that how does one make a shvur when you say shvur, when you're supposed to say a shvur? One would normally think one has to say shvur b'Hashem. Shvur b'Hashem, like this, like that. If that's the case, says Ran, it's irrelevant, the whole halacha of kinuyim b'Shvur. Why? Because we see in this Gemara that b'Hashem itself is a loshon shvur. So it's stated in the Gemara. So if b'Hashem is a loshon shvur, so why would it now make a difference if he says shvur or shvuka or shvusa on all the different kinuyim of the word shvur? It's not relevant. It's poshut of shvur anyway, because he has to say b'Hashem. Zot deran can ma'ushbam from this Gemara, can bring out from this Gemara another halacha. Not only is b'Hashem a shvur in its own right, but just saying shvur without the Shem is also a shvur in its own right. And as a result, the Gemara needs to explain to us shvuko, shkuko, shvusa, all these lashonas are also kinuyim and qualify to be a shvur. As I state in the Ran, beginning of the Dorah. I'm ready to kechidish lamaisa, yeah? That means if someone says, I swear, this or that, yeah? Then that is a shvur gemura. And just to give an example, the Rambam says that in Hilchas Tshuva, that the Soya Mishtaleach is mechaper for all averus, whether you did tshuva or not, apart from averus chamurus, which are krisus and misus bezdin, and shvur, shov, and sheker. It's based on the Gemara and Yuma, that is considered chamura, like misus bezdin. It doesn't actually have the capital punishment, but in terms of kapora, it's as severe as. So just, it's a point to think that, you know, we have to be very careful how we speak. Akoponim, azoi kum tois in the run. I swear, it doesn't have to be dafkin loshna kodesh, it could be in any language, is a shvua gemura. And it's based on this Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Because as a result of the fact that Shem is a shvua, shvua must be a loshna shvua in its own right. And as a result, you have this thing. That's the shitta from the run. The rivet in Hasogas in Perik Beis Shavuos goes through the different parashas that we have regarding shvur, shvur's bitu. So first of all, we have to know there's four types of shvur: the shvur's bitu, the shvur's shov, the shvur's seidus, the shvur's apikodon. We're not going to go into all of those. We will outline shvur's bitu and shvur's shov, sheker and shov. They're two different isurim, and the Rambam explains that shvur's shov is when someone makes a shvur on something that's yudua lonu that it is, or yudua lonu that it isn't. So there's no value to his shvur. That's why it's called the shvur shov. He makes a shvur al eitz shuhu eitz, which is pointless, and he makes a shvur or al eitz shuhu even, which is clearly wrong, yeah, and pointless. So it's a shvur shov. That's the issa of v'shteit toilo yisisa shem mikach la shov. Now say satibris. Then there's the issa of shvur sheker. It says parshat toshim lo yisit shov v'shmi la shoker. That's sheker. So we have the shvur's bitui. Now, shvur's bitui means if someone either tries to commit to something and he doesn't keep to it, that's shvur's bitui, that comes shvur's sheker. Yeah? Well, shvur's bitui is a shvur which one has to keep, and if he says it wrong, if he doesn't keep to it, then it's a shvur's sheker, and he's over the lava of his shvur's shmina shoker. So, the Ravid says, let's just be clear, the halachos of shvur's shelf and shvur's sheker. A shvur shov is, as we said, the love, it says in Aseret Tibris, loisis Hashem lekech Hashem shov. The love of shvur's bitui is a little bit more complicated. We have our parsha, Parsha's Matos, lesser isar nafshay, or yishov ashvur lesser isar nafshay. We have kol ayotz mipiv yase, plus the love of lo yachot voroi. That's this week's sedra on shvur. We also have the Parshan Vayikro, which speaks about korbonus, that if someone's over shvus bitui, b'shoigig, he'll bring a korban oil of yorid. I mean, it depends how wealthy he is. He'll either have to bring a kizbo or a chatas oif or a minchas choyte. That would be his punishment, b'shoigig. And we have the third parsha that speaks about it is in Parsha Kedoshim, where we actually have the love of Lo Yishovu Bishmi Lashoke. Yeah. So just to recap, if I lost anyone, Shvuas Shov is a love on Parshas Yisro, is not says Adivus. Shvuas Sheker is when someone commits to something or says something false in the past, and then that's called the Shvuas Sheker, and it will be in violation of the love of Lo Yishov of Hishmin HaShoker, which is in Parshas Kedoshim. He'll be in violation of what says in this week's Sedra, Kol HaYotzei Mipiv Yaseh, and possibly Le'achol Dvorei. And if it was B'Shoigig, he'll also be M'chuyuv Akam Olev Yod. So says the Ravid the following Cheshbon. The Ravid says, quite right, he's maskim to the Ram, that it is a Shvua even if you don't say the Shem. But we have three parashas. Korban, the Issa of Kol HaYotzei Mipiv Yaseh, the Mitzvah of Kol HaYotzei Mipiv Yaseh, and Sedra. And we have Parshas Kedoshim. It says, Enachanami, the Korban and Bal Yachal Dvorei of Al Sedra does not need a Shem. But the Lav in Parshas Kedoshim of Loisi Shovu Vishmi Lashoke, there you would require a Shem. Says the Ravid that you will not get the Malkus of Loisi Shovu Vishmi Lashoke without saying the Shem. Okay? So we have a Ram that says it's a Shvur Gemura without a Shem. We have a Ravid that says it's split. Depends which parsha we're talking about. Korban, yes. Lo Yachal Dvoroi, yes. But Leisi Shovu Vishmi Lashoke, no. You won't get Malkus for that love. How does the Ram deal with the pasuk? It does, after all, say Leisi Shovu Vishmi Lashoke. So the answer to that is the Chorah Poshet. The Gemara says, if you make a Shvur Bashomayim of Oretz, yeah, nothing to do with Hashem, nothing to do with God, yeah, just Bashomayim of Oretz. It's not a Shvur. Only if you make a shvur b'Hashem is that a shvur. That means the kavona, the idea behind the shvur, has to be you're swearing by Hashem. So the Ram held that it's official. You don't have to say the shame. All we mean is lo shishavu v'shmin hashokeh is that you're not making a shvur b'shamayim v'oretz. Yeah? But it doesn't actually mean you have to say the shame. That's how the Ram is going to understand the pasuk. Okay? So we have a Ram and a Ravid that both clearly hold you can be over with a shvur without Hashem. There's a question legabe the lav. Of Lo Yishovu Vishmi Lashoke. Okay, now we move on to the shit of the Rambam. The Rambam, excuse me, the Rambam holds that Shvur always needs a shame. Min HaTorah, Shvur always needs a shame. For any of the halachas of Shvur, they always need a shame. That means you need to say Shvur Bashem, Bashem. And then it's going to qualify as Shvur. Obviously, defeat the Rambam, we're going to have the issue of the Ram, Shveh. The Ram proved that there's a shvur b'shem, with just saying the shame, and as a result proved that there's a shvur just with saying shvur. And for the Rambam, we now have to work that out. How, where is it relevant, the Mishnah in the Dorim, that speaks about saying shkuko, shvusa, and all those things, after all, you're saying the shame anyway. Right? Also, the Rishonim deal with the fact that the Gomoran shvur says, lav, lav is a shvur. Just saying love twice is a shvur. Now again, if you'd have to say the Shem Hashem, it's irrelevant to say love, love twice. You could just say love once. I say a shame, like the Gemara says, Pelekoi sol lo maglima. That would be a shvur. You don't have to say loy twice. Love, love, the Gemara says, is a shvur. It must mean it's a shvur without the shame. Because if it, again, with the shame, I would only need to say love once. So because of these Kashas, the Rishonim say the Das Rambam, the Rambam's clear Zoyba Emes also, that even if you don't say the shame, there's still an Issa Medivrei Kabbalah. That means it's learnt out from Shol. Shol made a Shvur without a shame, and as a result, Shvur without a shame is also Medivrei Kabbalah, the Frida Rambam as well. So what do we have? We have the Shitta of the Ram, that has Shvur doesn't need shame. We have the Shitta of the Ravid, that Shvur only needs shame with regard to the love of Lucy Shovah Vishmina Shokeh. The other elements of Shvur do not require Shem, side the Korban, side our Parsha. And you have the Rambam that holds Shvur needs shame for the Raisa, but Medivrei Kabbalah Shvur does not need shame. Okay. There's one more Shitta. And this is the Shitta of the Ramban. Shitta Ramban brought in Rosh and fourth Perek of Shvur is that there's a concept called Yodos. You might be familiar with them from Dorim and Nozir. Yodos, the classic case of Yodos is that things which are chal al yidei dibur, you don't actually have to completely finish the nusach. You don't have to say the whole thing. For example, how does someone become a Nozir? He says, Aho Nozir, or Hareini Nozir. I uncover myself Naziris. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, if you say aha, then it works as a Kabbalah Nizir. It's just to say aha. So the Gemara says, well, when are we talking? What's aha? Aha just means I will be. Hey, I will be. What sort of Kabbalah Nizir is that? Says the Gemara, we're working with Yodos. And Shmuel says, there was a Nazir over Lefonov. There was a Nazir over Lefonov, and he says aha. So as there's a Nazir over Lefonov, and he says aha, it's a shortened version, abbreviated nusach of Nazirus. He didn't say the word Nazir. So we learn out from a pasuk of Yodos, it says, Ki sito neder, the Gemara beginning of the Torah works out Yodos. Yodos means a yad. We're showing him saying it means a yad, a handle for the kli. You don't need to take on the whole kli. You take on a handle, and the mela, you have the whole notion. So Zok the Rambam, since there's a klal of Yodos, by Nadorim and Nazirus, we find that you don't have to say the whole Lashon, Zot Ramban, so you don't need to say the shame. In theory, he holds you do need to say the shame, because you would agree in theory to the Rambam that Lo Yishovo V'Shemin HaShoker is Mechayiv, that every Shavu has to be a shame. Like Rambam holds in the Torah, you need a shame. But nevertheless, in practice, he agrees with the Rambam, because you never actually need to say the shame, because you're always going to be able to use the din of Yodos. Yodos, which allows you to complete what you've said without actually finishing it. As long as it's abundantly clear and you've implied that that's what you're trying to say, is the Zalocha of Yodos, which is Mashlim. Havun Yon Yodayim, the Gemara says. It's a Yad, and therefore the Kli follows. In the same way, if one says a Shvua, Shaloi Oichal, even if he didn't say the shame, and he's required to say the shame, it's as if he said it because of the Halocha of Yodos. So we have a Halocha, the Ramban, which agrees with the Ram, although in theory he learnt the Pasuk like the Ram. Yeah. So it comes out like this. In Torah, and this is with the Paskant, Ikka Loshon Shvua, Usha Oime Ani Nishba, She'ese Dovo Zeh, Oy Shaloi Eseno. Yesh Oimrim, She'ein a Shvua, Elohim Kein Nishba B'Shem. It's only a Shvua if he's Nishba B'Shem. Avul Harambam Kosav, to have a shvua afilu b'loy haskeras shem u'b'loy kinoi, and the reason is the legoram yodus. Yeah, so there we have it in the Torah. The first shitta he brings is that you don't need to say shem. That could be the Ram. You don't need to have shem b'chtal. The second shitta he brings is the Rambam, that you do need shem. Although we saw that the Rambam himself holds that mitivri kabbalah there's issa even without the shem. And the third shitta he brings is, yes, you do need shame, but it's okay without, or it's chal without, because of the loch of yodas, which is the Ramban. Those are the three jizat. The Ravid doesn't feature. Yeah. So, I'd like to say over a shtickle Reboruch Be'er. Reboruch Be'er deals with the very obvious fallout of this conversation, of this Ramban. It says, so why is it that the others argue? Yeah, the Ran, fine, the Ran holds you don't need a Shem Bechlal, so he's not relevant to this conversation. But both the Ravid and the Rambam hold, the Rambam always holds you need Shem. And the Ravid al Kalponim, legab the love of Lo Yishovo of Shmi Lashoke, holds that you need a Shem. What's wrong with what the Ramban says? The Ramban says, En Echenami, you need Shem. Or you have a Loch of Yodos, like by Nazirus and like by Nadorim. So who are the Bashuas? Yodos, Shuas, Keshuas. So what is actually, what do they hold about Yodos by Shvua that makes them say that you still need to say the Shem? Yeah, the Ravid by the Lav, and the Rambam by all Shvuas need the Shem. Is Rabbi Ben Zoktazoy?
The Ramban, if you don't say the Shem, then you won't get Malkus.
Then you'll...
If you don't say the Shem... But you only make the neder eschal because of Yodos.
Yeah,
but you still didn't mention the Shem Hashem, so you can't be over Lo Yisiso or Lo Yisovu V'Shmil Hashoker.
Yeah, you will be.
Why? Because you didn't say the Shem.
You have to make a Shvua of Hashem.
Yeah, but that's a Shvua. I'm asking that the Shvua is Chal.
Yeah.
But you didn't say the Shem Hashem at the end of the day. You never used the name Hashem Lashov.
So we're talking about Shua Sheker.
There's an assumed virtual shame somewhere there.
Right, yeah.
Yeah?
But you can't be over
the love and get a punishment for that.
You will, because the love is not to make a Shvua of Hashem. The lav is not saying the Shem Hashem Levatola. Maybe, but the, from Shavuot, from Lesisa, there is a lav of also saying the Shem Levatola. Apart from Shavuot Shav, there's also a lav of saying Shem Levatola. But in Loisisovu Vishmila Shoke, the Issa is to make a Shavuot Bashem Ashoke. So whether or not you actually said the Shem is only relevant with regard to do I consider the Shavuot Shavuot Bashem. But Lefi the Ramban, it is a Shavuot Bashem. As long as I meant Shavuot Bashem, and it's muchach and implied that that's what I meant, then b'din yodos, it's like I said Shavuot Bashem, which means that the Shavuot is a Shavuot Bashem. And as a result, you'll have the full halacha of a Shavuot Bashem. Because after all, the love is on the Shem Shavuot Bashem. And that I have. So, in order to answer the other Rishonim, Zorabov Bazoi, try and say over faithfully the way I understood it. He says that Yodos helps for the Shem Shua. Yodos helps for the Shem Shua. I'll try and explain after. Yodos helps for the Shem Shua. But that Rishonim say you need Shem is not for the Shem Shua. That's a din ashwa boy Shem. And as a result, Yodos don't help. I'll try and say it again. I'll explain it the second time. Again. Yodos helps for the Shem Shavuot. The Shem Shavuot. You don't need the Shem for the Shem Shavuot. You don't need the Rabbeinu Shlomo for the Shem Shavuot. But you do need the Shem for the Shavuot. Because Shavuot tzorech Shem. And as a result, Yodos doesn't help. I think it means like this. It's gibberish. It means like this. Okay, we'll explain it and then we'll try and see if it works in his words again. I think it means like this. A shvua needs to be a nusach that's chal. Yeah, it's a nusach. A shvua shlayochal is a loshen of shvua. That's the words that poil the shvua. It's chal on the person, a shvua. He's mechuyev with all the alochas, the mitzvahs, the lavim, the karbonas potentially. When he says shvua shloichel, that is the shem shvua. That's like you have the divrei haget of harei b'tes lechol adam. That's the loshen hakoris. That is the words that are poil. Then there's another halacha, shvua boy shem. In order for shvua, which this nusach needs to be poil, for that shvua to be chal on the person to ask the mensch, there's conditions. The moshal, if I would be able, I have to say that shvua has to be made by day. Yeah? So that'd be halacha, as when does the shvua work, if the shvua is by day. But it's not the nusach ha-poyel. The nusach which shafts the shvua is when you say shvua shloyecha. Zohar Baruch Be, that when we're saying lo yishovu v'shmil ha-shokeh, it's not that the shem is part of the nusach of how you make a shvua. Shvua b'shem shloyecha. That's not the nusach that makes the shvua. What makes the shvua is shvua shloyecha. That's the shvua. No, there's a halacha of the shavish min hashoker. Is a halacha that one needs the shem in order for the shvua to be chal.
What exactly do you mean when you use Hashem's name? Are you saying Hashem should punish me if I don't keep my word?
I don't think it means to punish me. I think it means it's like just like he's chai v'kayom. That's how my word is chai v'kayom.
Are you saying Hashem should be a witness to what I say? Are you saying Hashem should be part of it? What are you saying exactly?
Name of God.
You're using the name of God to give an everlasting stamp to what you're saying.
Hashem should authorize what I'm saying now.
Not that he should authorize, but that I am using the power of his name to commit to the to whatever I'm saying, or to the truth of what I'm saying.
The normal understanding is that God should punish me if I don't observe this.
I'm not sure if that's what it is. But that's going to be in the more drush side of exactly what. Okay, so let's try and get back to this vort. Yeah. So the what we're trying to discuss over here is the nature of the shem halachically and scientifically, if I could say it that way. What is the shame doing in the nusach? That's what I'm discussing. Yeah? You're discussing his kavana. Maybe we'll need another shir for that. But so let's get back to this. Yeah, if the shame is there just to enable the shvua shelo yochal to be chal. It's not actually the nusach that's poyo. Therefore, says Rav Ochman the following. The yodos is when I say a Kabbalah of Arani Nozir, that's what I need to say. That is the nusach with which the Nozirus is going to be chal. If I'm missing some of that, that's what yodos helps. So if I have shvua shelo yochal, or I say shvua shelo yochal in the wrong way, the Rishonim speak about cases when I say also. That's saying it wrong. Shvua has to be shaloi oichal. I'm not going to do something. So then I could use yodos to fix that up because I've said it in a wrong way. It mashed in the nusach of that poil the shvua. Shame is not part of the nusach that spoil the shvua. Shame is halacha. That shvua boy shame. It's a tnai that without the shame the shvua will not be chal. But not that it's the nusach hapoil. As a result, says the Baruch Be'er, those Rishonim, i.e. the Rambam, legabe all Shavuos, and the Ravid, legabe lo yisrof v'shmir shoker, held that Yodos does not work. And in the Lashon of Baruch Be'er, Yodos only helps for the Shem Shavuot. And Shem, you don't need for the Shem Shavuot. Shem is manish ta'alocha, that Shavuot boi Shem. That's what he says. Okay, fine. Shkoyim, thank you very much.
Ja, die kann man ja wieder kaschen.